on Wolf Spirit Radio, everbeyondradio.com, Tiernasau from Ireland, scottishsovereignsontheland.ning.com. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond. Listening to Wolf Spirit Radio. Oh yeah, you're listening to Wolf Spirit Radio, and I'm getting all the jingles in the right order this time. Hello everybody. Today I will going to do various things. So number one, I'll be taking calls if people would like to come in. Number two, big shout out to the Virgos in the chat room. I know there are at least two 17s and an 18s there, so I don't know how many else is a Virgo, but yeah, there's 17 people in the chat room, so there's this 17, 18. Anyway, so welcome to you lot there. what else? Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about this weekend is energy and polarity. But before that, before I do any readings, what I'd like to do is I've got some angel cards. Right? If you don't know what angel cards is, it's a Findhorn thing, it's part of a game that they play called the Transformation Game. But anyway, there are sort of a whole bunch of little cards, and they have one word on them, and they are a sort of inspirational thingy with a meaning. So anybody who calls in will get an angel read for them. So that's today's little special. So I have my little tray here, and you know, everybody does this. It's just a little divination, but you can set one for the year or one for the just for the moment, or for a feeling or a divination for a question. So having said that, let's talk about what I was going to talk about. Now there's an insight that I had earlier this week, and one of the things that I'm doing is I've been speaking about it a lot, is building a DC power system for my lights. And essentially, instead of having incandescent lights burning away or mercury lights fizzling away and eventually sort of spreading their ultraviolet light and their mercury everywhere, using nice clean gallium arsenide junctions, otherwise known as LEDs. Obviously, if you eat an LED, it's not going to do you any good, but you know, you don't want to eat plastic anyway. So, relatively safe, incredibly low power usage, and the technology is improving year by year by year. That means that they get brighter and brighter year by year. So back in the days in the 70s when you saw those LED watches, you know, and the little barely glowing red things that you couldn't see in the sunlight, to nowadays we have floodlight level LED systems that use a fraction of the power to produce the amount of light that is available to the floodlight. I mean, it's mostly going in light. There is heat that, you know, when you get these super bright ones, they do produce a lot of heat. And one of the things that I discovered this week was that if you don't have a good enough heatsink, and I thought I did, I made it all, it was a lovely copper heatsink, it burns out. It fried, and it was lovely for a while. I had a lovely bright beam of light coming down, running off 24 volts. Anyway, so I'm going to order some more that are going to run off the regular 12 volt system. However, that's not what I was talking about. I was wiring this thing up, and those of you who have connected something to a battery in any time of your life, you understand that there's a red wire and a black wire. And the black wire is known as the negative pole, and the red wire is known as the positive pole. Curiously, electricity actually flows. When electricity flows, it's electrons that flow. And in reality, electrons actually travel from... Well, it's electrons that travel, not the positive. So the electrons are at excess of movement. And so the travel is actually from the negative to the positive. But just to stop confusion, there is a conventional saying that that electricity flows around from positive to negative. And that's always made me confused, because knowing the reality of it. Anyway, more on that later. Because, you know, we find it's not always a constant. Oh, hang on. We have a caller. Hello, caller. Who am I speaking to? How are we?
I'm good. Is this JP, the famous JP?
Hey, is that the famous doctor, professor, otherwise known as... the naked professor.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm in front of Elton John right now.
You're in front of Elton John. Hey, are you? Are we able to say who you are, or are you Dr. Mystery?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not tread as in relation to stick. You know, I'm the over unity device type person and wish to carry the persona.
Mr. Unity. Yeah. So, I've been talking about, I'm just about to talk about the polarity effects of the ground changing. But let's talk about some groundbreaking stuff that, right. So I just want to give some background. my mystery guest is an ex-member of, well, maybe not ex, but he's worked on space programs and things like that, let's put it that way, industry, and is developing and has developed a magical battery system that recharges itself. So you have your battery in your laptop and
more or less.
Yeah, you sit in there and you use it, and when you're not using it, or you're thinking, or you're watching a YouTube, it's doing something. It's recharging itself. There's a little kind of magical system inside it. How does it make any noise?
It actually does. It's perceivably magical or perceptually. Bottom line, just resourcing the fact that magnets are a storage of energy, a little bit more than just sticking to the refrigerator. And basically... every 7 years, the owner or the person who owns the laptop would send in the battery pack, and the battery pack would just be reconditioned. It's basically environmentally green, and which means it could be basically ground up and turned into mulch or turned into toothpaste. You actually, ironically, you can actually add baking soda to it, and you could add some clay, you know, or some feldspar, and make toothpaste out of it.
So
but
we tell
they do vibrate.
So essentially, it's a kind of carbon based thing.
No. It's a over unity device. It actually is putting out more. It's putting out more energy out than it receives. There's actually little or no energy put in, and you know, but it's a perceived thing. Magnets again are a storage of energy, and if you hold the battery pack, which are basically limited to Hewlett Packard or HP batteries, if you hold real still, you can hear a very very slight hum, and you can feel it very very slightly vibrate. It's a characteristic to it. It doesn't shake the laptop. And But if you hold real still, yeah, you can hear a hum to it, and you can feel it just slightly.
All right, so it won't be louder than the fan, say.
Not at all. Not even close.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, this sounds like an ideal product.
It is. It is. One of the things, I'm actually consigned by famed Hollow Earth, Brooks Agnew, and electric truck maker, is he's consigned me basically to I'm making a generator for him for his electric truck, which basically I'm touting it'll put out 30,000 watts within within a 1 cubic foot space, which is the equivalent of say 40 horsepower. Horsepower being 755 watts.
30 kilowatts from a cubic foot.
Yeah, 30 kilowatts. Kilowatts.
Holy Mother of Joseph!
Yeah.
So,
really?
Yeah, and is that like using a kind of enhanced? Are you kind of enhancing the magnetic pressure of some kind in some way, or is it just like more coils, or the way you've wired the coils, or something?
Well, there's coils and there's other ways of doing it, and I'm not quite saying exactly what I'm doing, but I will say it's going to be in the shape of a pyramid. And what I'm hoping to achieve is the conversion and the generator and stuff will all be inside the 1 cubic foot, which it's going to be a little bit of a far cry. It might be 1.25 foot, a cubic foot.
Right. Well, we won't hold you about it. So, I mean, basically, it's something that you could pick up in your hands. Would it be very heavy? I mean,
It'll weigh a good 30 pounds. It'll weigh a good 30, 40 pounds. It'll weigh as much as a regular automotive car battery. But this principle is basically going on a receiving technology. So it's basically a receiver of energies. And it is quite a bit different than the HP model, but is not unlike the revamped iPad model. It's quite similar. And, powering an iPad to where you never have to plug it in, you don't have to carry a charger around or a USB cord or anything. And, it is pretty much where we really should be at.
Well, this takes us to Nikola Tesla, who used to drive around with his car with a great big antenna on the top of it, and no battery and no nothing. Now, was that...
Minus the antenna.
Is it possible to do this without having a transmitter station like Wardenclyffe? You stick a wire in a car and away it goes?
It is going to be without the what Tesla had going. Basically, it already goes on the principle Earth's a motor generator, and we live on a revolving mass, and Earth is a motor motor generator receiver and transmitter. So it's just utilizing what Earth is. And so, it's a green thing. One of the things I do need to collect, though, is our elements. I am back in the market for collecting metals and elements, non-metals, transitional, post-transitional, and all those poor metals. And China has really upped the price on metals. So much so.
It's all right.
I made an inductive oven. I have my nitrogen tank, and so I've been playing around tuning for certain elements. So I heat up silica, tantalum, some other elements, and with the tantalum, I got to put in a nitrogen tank, pump in nitrogen so it doesn't go pyrophoric and all this, and then get out to a remote location just in case
you might blow yourself up and 10,000 other people. So understandably you want to do this in not kind of heavily populated areas. So essentially, brothers and sisters, You need some minerals, right? You're looking for some purified metals. Niobium,
yeah.
Is that one of them?
Element 41, yeah, I need element 41, niobium.
And how much do you need of it? I mean, we're not talking very much. You're only like talking like half an ounce or something. Or, you know, what quantities are you needing?
Not much at all. Niobium goes for say $40 bucks an ounce. It's readily available on eBay. You know, there are some things, and right now somebody actually already donated. Thank God. And I've already ordered it. It's in the mail, but already got niobium. There are some other elements I do need to get. And some of those other metals you actually have to buy in bulk, you know, and it's very, very low. It's actually, you only have to buy 2 ounces in some of them, minimum order. And, you know, but some of them go for, you know, $100, you know, an ounce. And so basically everything I've already assessed is I need $800 total for everything for the next couple of years and would basically satisfy Brooks Agnew. You all sending out demos and stuff, somebody running a light bulb for half a year or something, those type of things.
Well, look, we obviously need to reveal your secret. It's no secret to our regular Ever Beyond listeners. Will recognize our mystery guest as our dear friend William Brett Stillings. There you go. So you got
teleport here, teleport there.
That's right. He's traveling time. Actually, we haven't seen you for 2 years, but obviously, you know, some things happen, and some, you know, and life happens to people. You know, life certainly happens to me, and it's probably happened to you, eh?
It is really good. It's been actually beautiful. I've been busy. Some things got put on hold for a bit, but, you know, it's, you know, I really took a fancy to the Brooks Agnew thing, and, you know, I really regard it as a very green challenge. You know, let's show what should be publicly and what is.
Well, exactly, because you know, we have heard that, you know, somewhere, somehow, all of these secret Tesla technologies and you know, other than Tesla. I mean, we've only heard about Tesla. There's got to be other inventors that have invented stuff in the 1840s that have never seen the light of day because they've gone straight into the secret space programs.
Oh yeah, yeah, or yeah, exactly. Absconded on, helped along, utilized or hidden. Tesla the best. You know, the next step up, of course, or the next step is John Searle, who I really uphold and regard as complete truth, factual. Every bit of the science he's presented, not one flaw, you know. Maybe a couple goofy comparatives, but completely on the level, completely realistic, and completely right.
Do you know what fascinates me about Searle? Mm-hmm. Is the three ring thing.
Yeah.
Right.
All the stuff amplifier, yeah.
Yeah, right. Three rings.
Uh-huh.
Features very strongly in ancient technologies, in the chakras. I talk about the chakras in terms of three rings. And the other thing, you're probably, if you imagine three concentric rings and then put a line down the middle of them, yeah, and take off, you know, cut a horizontal line and take off the top. And what have you got? You've got the menorah. The seven branch candlestick, haven't you?
Yeah. You see that?
And then the three rings is also the symbol of Atlantis.
Interesting.
And it's the Celtic cross. So
yeah.
It's funny how interdimensional technology and symbols that you see in, you know, carved into stone all over the place have a relationship like that. What do you think, Will?
Well, another comparative, Star of David. Two three-sided pyramids intersected, oscillating hydrogen. You know, three-sided with something left over, or four-sided utilizing. You look at the pyramids, the way the pyramids were designed, gravity generators, people lived around them, and you put the city around them because it was conducive. As John Searle knows, as Tesla figured out, we are genetically encoded to a gravity wave. So, I mean, basically, you put water for what you're going to be getting gravity out of. And, you throw in some sacred scarab beetles. You know, scarab beetles, as I've said, don't fly, they levitate, just as bees don't fly, they levitate. Bees have no capability whatsoever for the wing mass, as proven in science, to lift themselves off the ground. They oscillate a tone which oscillates or resonates a gravity wave through their exoskeleton and through the wings. And you stick them in a pyramid, you send a couple people in there to agitate the scarab beetles, and harmonically interacting with the water, they produce gravity. Some other pyramids would get hydrogen off, they'd use zinc or whatever, and they would oscillate the hydrogen in a gas form. But nonetheless, it's the same thing. I've said to people on the show, gravity generators, gravity isn't a frequency, but it does utilize a low Carrier wave of 7.4 hertz. And just as science has proven, our thoughts operate on a gravity wave between 7.4 hertz and 11 hertz. And there's the magical, nothing wasted interaction with nature and in science. Science is nature.
So do you simply need a harmonically tuned length of antenna in order to pick up the gravity wave feed that Tesla was using to drive his motors?
More or less is always inherently in there. I mean, time is indistinguishable from distance, therefore time moves. Time is distance. Inherently somewhere in there, in the science, there's obviously distance. If you wanted to measure a gravity wave, which I think science will admit later or discover, you would actually do it on 37 millimeter, square of Six law. Or you'd do some other ways, fancy ways, very difficult, but it's doable.
37 millimeters is quite that's very small, that will actually
three times the Democratic IQ of the Democratic. I tried to make it say I goofed myself.
Yeah, you goofed yourself, but never mind. we know that your IQ is more than three figures. Really. It's like Will, look. Gravity waves, as you say, is a wave, but you say there's a carrier wave and the carrier wave holds gravity, or the gravity produces the gravity wave as a standing wave?
Well, it's a carrier, but it pronounces example when, people look at chemtrails, gravity generators, or anything else, World Trade Center effect, you're going to have the presence of two odd-numbered elements and one even. So you're going to have two oscillators and one rotor. The same thing applies. You're going to have... I forgot where I was going with this. You're going to have, the stereotypical chemtrail, you're going to have aluminum element 13 odd numbered, manganese element 25 odd numbered, and barium element 56 even numbered, divisible by 4. So it serves both as a rotor and an oscillator. And the same thing holds true with gravity generators. You're going to have a couple odd numbered elements and one even, at least one even, divisible by 4. otherwise you're using oxygen or hydrogen somehow in the makeup of it.
So how did these elements interact, producing gravity waves?
Well, gravity is inherent in all matter.
I see. So it's not you don't produce gravity waves, but is it like you can ping it? Like it's like a great big imagine a piano without its case. You know, you can just pluck one of the strings. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, basically, it's tone matching, it's frequency matching, and slightly above, and it's also accessing gravity in all matter or in matter. So you know, all the nucleus have a gravity A, gravity B. So you're just oscillating the gravity towards or past the electron shell.
Whoa! All matter has gravity A and gravity B. Two forms of gravity? Are you saying? They only taught about one form of gravity. What's the other form of gravity? How does this work?
Well, you know, as has been said before, the celestial and the micro,
Is that like the strong force and the weak force or something?
Yeah. It's termed the strong and weak nuclear force. It's, you know, it's the gravity A, it's the gravity B. You know, it's what holds the atom together, and it's what also binds people to Earth.
Yeah. Now, is that because you've always said, you know, the gravity is a wave. Are we being pressed down onto the Earth?
Yeah.
Is that reality, or we're being sucked onto the Earth? What's the deal?
Basically the thing is it's being pulled towards Earth, but in actuality it can be kind of both, but it just goes into other stuff. Basically you're being pulled to Earth because, you know, you have a tuning, you know, to yourself, and all other matter does as well. You match gravity behaves differently than two like poles. You know, two like poles attracting, but also typically most planets don't smash into each other because they can't. You know, when Earth is a motor generator, so it's actively, you know, say the sun gives off an energy and the Earth is tuned to it, just as we are inductively heated by the sun. You know, we are tuned to it, so we have an electromagnetic tuning, so we're basically heated from within. But, you know, the Earth also has a translation to where it's, you know, producing a field, and the coordinates also interacting with the sun, but so are the other planets. So typically, you know, it has to be a very direct approach and speed to really get past the the two celestial anything over 61 kilometers in size or more.
So what you're saying is that you can't actually throw enormously sized rocks at planets, because enormously sized rocks have their own gravity field, which naturally pushes them away from other things.
Typically not, but then, you know, what made Earth? You know, we had, you know, the much larger planet where a lot of people came from and settled to Earth. Quite a few years back, and Earth was the moon to another much larger planet, and the planet was subsequently what made the asteroid belt. And, you know, in theory, you know, let's go in theory as to other people's thinking, and quite frankly mine as well, what made Earth. The planet was actually, you know, and here's the thing, was actually in a counter-rotating orbit, which most things orbit counterclockwise, was going the opposite way. So, you know, you had the did it play a part in, is this actually factual? On personal level, I believe very much so, from the information I've heard, collected, and observed from other people, and some things I've observed, it's factual.
Well, certainly. Yeah. Well, I'm fully in agreement that the Earth used to spin the other way. I've been talking about this.
Maybe.
Well, here's the thing, right? The first thing that is that there's evidence of it's in the temple in Karnak in Egypt, and there are two stone friezes, carvings on the wall that depict star maps that are one is the opposite of the other. It's basically saying that this is how it used to look and this is how it looks now.
Wow.
And this also connects with the story of the Exodus, which is the story of this is what's his name, Emmanuel Velikovsky, documented this thing, which is basically the Earth stopped in its rotation at the time of the Exodus. There was earthquakes and all sorts of Earth movement, and what they call the wilderness, the years of the twilight and the wilderness, was actually like what we call a nuclear winter caused by all the volcanoes and dust and ash and everything. But basically there was a planet that went past us very close. And as you say, there would be a lot of gravity, and that caused the waters to go up and down, and the whole Red Sea and all that stuff. But essentially, about 3,500 years ago, we had a near planetary collision, which kind of pulled the planet to stop and then caused it to rotate the other way. And here's my last data point on this: is that writing used to go right to left, and now goes left to right, which is following the sun.
Counterclockwise is the natural direction. And I like to throw in some more stuff is for the people who favor Nibiru and stuff. What if after all the collisions and all the impacts, something got reduced to only three times the size of Earth? And comes by every once so often, but orbits orbits clockwise or the other way than we do.
A biker playing chicken down an alley.
Yeah, and quite frankly, I believe bismuth is actually the primary element which is utilized, bismuth and thorium, on Nibiru, if Nibiru exists. Just to throw something out there for some people.
Just in case you want to start some trading.
Yeah.
I got some bismuth.
JP, can I do a plug?
Plug away, my friend.
Can you throw the mercy of my PayPal out there for very small needed donations?
This man is a genius, right? And he is doing some really important work, and please send him money. Look, if people send you money, could you send them a thing once you've got things going, like a battery that'll run for a while or something, will you be doing little things as well as big things? And what is your PayPal? Please give it out, spell it out very carefully.
Well, probably the thing I could send out would be a little bit more than a novel thing, which would be but something which, if the person worked on, could integrate it into an iPad to power their own iPad. If they got a few extra parts, but power definitely definitely put out 3 watts at the least.
Well, 3 watts, brothers and sisters, is enough to run, if you're using LEDs, you could probably run your house on 3 watts, run your lighting system on 3 watts, so that's pretty pretty decent. What voltage, 12 or 3.7?
You can run an iPad, definitely, if you don't use the camera, definitely, it would be half an amp at six volts, but actually it would be more, depending on what the person gets as far as parts. But yeah, I could actually send, if somebody sends out for, say, like $25 or more, I could put quite a few things together and little novelty fun things.
Well, there you go. So maybe yeah, have you got a website?
$5. I'm sorry.
Do you have a website?
I don't have a website to stuff. I keep putting one up, but then I keep taking it down because I don't like it.
I know it looks it'll probably look very techie. If you want some help, I'll help you make a WordPress site with a shop on it, and you can say, you know, sponsor me, and in the future you can if you buy it now, give you the PayPal, you know, you'll have the address all held there, and people can pre-order, and that's how you're sponsoring. You'll get loads. You'll get a fortune.
Exactly. Yeah, let's do the Over Unity website, if any given person out there listening, you know, send $5 to my PayPal, which is williamstillings@gmail.com, last name STILLINGS@gmail. $5 completely helps so much. I can spend the $50 or $100 to get a website. Because basically, things I got to do just take up too much of my resources. And I knew I'd come to a crescendo where I'd be in a little bit of a crunch. But $5, pick up elements, I could pick up capacitors, for tuning inductive ovens, if I run out of nitrogen.
I'm sure that donations will accrue for you. If you come on my other show as well, on a Monday, and that's got a very wide audience that can also maybe help you and so on. It's great stuff. It's really good stuff, unbelievably. Let's talk about some. Can you talk about how magnets are a store of energy? Or is that... Can you talk about, like, the principles? Let's talk about the principles rather than the specifics of how your thing's doing it. But All right, so it's not about... It's not... Because there's energy everywhere. It's not about generating energy. It's how to convince the energy to flow in your wires, sort of thing.
Yeah, right? Or how to access it or convert it or channel it or translate it. But, for certain devices, you're doing magnetic imprints. Others, you're basically storing. You're basically getting coils and getting the right frequencies for whatever element you're using. And you can pump energy in. You pumped 7 years worth of energy into a lot of the John Searle SEG. His components to his device all have to be magnetized. All have to be conditioned, and every 5 years, I think, if it's maxed, every 5 years has to be sent in to get reconditioned. So somebody buys the unit, and after 5 years of running their house, charging their cars, doing whatever, they send it in, and they charge $50 or $100 to recondition the generator of the device, and it takes very little energy. It's surprising. And the person gets sent another model, and it's recyclable.
All right. So say you got to like 50 kilowatt years in a in a device, and you schlep one of those out every 7 years. How much energy does it take to recondition one of those? Say and we're talking about what sort of proportion is it?
Well, it's kind of go with what's known. John Searle's, one of his medium-sized devices is a 15 kilowatt motor, which would be more than sufficient to run a house and then some. You're literally, you're talking, the conversion is really bizarre. It's pretty cool. Where you would spend, say, $200 for electricity, the value you imprint it on the magnet and it's like getting a 2-to-1 or a 2.5-to-1 or in some cases even a 4-to-1. But, you know, say $50 for the electricity, and, you know, you literally could, you know, you run the house for a couple of years. Now, as opposed to just, you know, $50 for the electricity traditionally, you know, for a house, and getting a month. You know, the way it's done, the conversion, the way it goes, it's phenomenal. It's a gain for a gain, literally.
So it's a kind of magnetic mainspring of some kind, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a translation in there. And, you know, so, I mean, so your question's kind of, in itself, is kind of vague and also very wide range. Now, the answer is very wide range.
Yeah. So, well, I'm just trying to get an idea of the ballpark of like the what kind of gains that you're making on this, because otherwise electricity generation is incredibly inefficient. It's like it's the other way around. You know, it's as inefficient as this is efficient, isn't it?
Well, any power company, you have a nuclear power company or, you know, a nuclear reactor, you're going to, you know, spend 10% just in the loss of transmitting over the wires. So automatically, there's a 10% deficit.
And
other things involved.
Like cleaning the mess up afterwards, guys. Yeah, sort of thing.
JP, I have to go. I have to go.
Sweetheart, thank you so much. Look, williamstillings@gmail.com. Please
just
go to it and just give him $5. $5 is all he's. Bless his heart. He will make use of every single cent. He will buy.
Seriously.
If you give him 2 cents, he'll buy a capacitor with it. If you give him 10 cents, we'll buy William a resistor. 15 cents.
These larger caps.
We'll.
I mean, they do. And some of them, for, you know, for silica, it's a pretty big part.
Please give. Please give. Please give. William can live for $5 worth of business on a year, for a year. All right. God bless you. Thank you very much for calling in, Will. And
Thanks,
see you later, mate. Bye. There we go. Where's my button? There we go. There we go. So, yeah. So, there's Will Stillings. Some information there. Oh, so sweet. Thank you, Colleen. That's beautiful. Thank you very much. Oh. really? It's the, no, the guest is on his cell, yes. Classical guest. Maybe I'll put that on afterwards. Colleen. She's not alone with all these other Virgos. They all feel relaxed now. They can be Virgo and earthy. So yeah. So where were we? So yeah. First of all, Stillings is his design for he. You know, he's. I don't think it's just, you know, it's like his own design. Everybody's making like their own version of a thing. And what his design seems to do is it's got like a battery and a kind of motor generator inside it. And a motor generator is a motor, you know, imagine having a motor that is linked to a dynamo. So, and you think, well, there's got to be some losses there. So if you're driving a dynamo with a motor, you know, you'd think that, well, it doesn't seem to be that bad. So, hey, Colleen, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Turn down the speaker.
I'm here.
You're back. Hi, how are you?
But I don't have my headphones on, so just a minute.
All right, so you can't hear what I'm saying, okay. Actually. So, So, yeah. So, yeah. Are you with me yet, Colleen? Hello? Hello.
Okay.
Is there anybody in there? There you are. Just nod if you can hear me.
Hold on.
Okay.
There.
There we go. Put the coffee down. I know. you can put it in the bloodstream. You can inject it straight in if you like.
No. That includes needles.
That's too intimate, isn't it? Anyway, hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good. Well, that was very interesting. Interesting conversation with my with our mystery doc. Well, he's not really mystery, but I like to not talk about him before he comes on. I spoke to him a few hours ago. I said, if he's got the chance to come in, he's on his lunch break. If he could, because he's bless his heart, he's working really hard. He's doing some job. I don't know what he's doing, but it's not earning him very much. So So
and like you said, it's been at least 2 years since we've heard from him.
Yeah. And thankfully, the Pilgrim Power Station may have taken heed, and what happened on the timeline that he was in didn't happen on this timeline, which is very good news, really.
Yeah.
Which means that the timelines that he was visiting from, say, the 60s when he was doing it, up into the 2015s, is not the same timeline that we're talking to each other on. Because on that timeline, the Pilgrim Power Station had gone off and was doing a kind of Fukushima kind of thing into the Atlantic. Yeah, he was very worried about that.
And rightfully so.
Yes. Oh, what happened? I just brought Dolly in, but then she disappeared. Let me just bring her back in. So, yes. There we go. Bring Dolly. Come on, Dolly. Come on. Work.
Come on, Dolly.
There we go. Scared, clicking away at Skype. There we go. There's Dolly. So, yeah, so that was very interesting. What's your impression?
Mine or Dolly? Hi, Dolly.
Hi.
Hey, Dolly.
Hey.
So.
We're missing one.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
can you explain this?
We're ganging up on you.
I see. You're ambushing me, are you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I also want to say that today is the... Blah, 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 what is it? 46? No, 45th anniversary of... 46. Of the landing on the moon. So they say.
Of what?
The landing on the moon?
Yeah, one small step for a man. The eagle landed today, 46 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember watching that on TV.
Yeah, I was watching it on TV while I was feeding Annette. She was my first live birth, and she was born on the 2nd. And I was... feeding her a nighttime feeding.
There you go. Where were you in 69? So, what's up? to what do I owe this? Do you want some readings or?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the intention, or at least the result.
Yeah.
You guys are being mysterious. Hey, Dolly, when's your birthday?
February 2nd.
All right.
You need the year?
No. I didn't know. So you're Aquarius, right?
No, wait. I lied to you. February 6th.
February
yes,
6th.
I am definitely Aquarius.
But still Aquarius. But
yes.
So you don't even remember what your birth date is?
Well, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't.
All right.
I get confused because I usually say 2/6/47.
Right.
But when I say February, then I end up saying the 2nd, but it's
all
February
right.
That is the 2, and 6th is the day.
So it's like February the 2nd month, the 6th day.
Yes.
It's my birthday. The day of my birth.
It is?
In the year of your... No. My birthday is March 18th, 1961, but there we go. So, so you want some angels, eh?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So,
wait, where's Bunny?
Where's Bunny? Let's bring Bunny in.
And she liked us.
She bottled up. This is a bunny bottle. Da, 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 da. Where's my favorites? There we go. And Springer in. Yes, that's a group call. Call Skype. There we go. Okay, so now this one's got plasticine on the back. I wonder why. Adventure. Right. Let me just take. Oh my god. It's plasticine and it's stuck to the back. Thank you, darling. You know who you are, darling. sticking plasticine to all my things, and there we go, sticking. So, do you know what plasticine is?
I'm assuming it's that veneer that's on the cards.
No, plasticine is a putty like material, and you can make it's coloured. Kids play with it. It's not quite Play-Doh.
Putty material?
Yeah, putty. Putties.
Colleen.
Putty. Putty.
Putty.
Oh, thank you.
Putty.
I thought he was saying potty.
No. Potty's a very different thing here in the United States.
Yeah. It's a potty material. Well, okay, yeah. I mean,
don't think I'd want to play in
that. Let's not go there, but it doesn't smell like potty material. That's putty. Putty is putty.
Okay, gotcha.
I'll say the D. All right, it's putty. Anyway, so what I've got is a whole load of these things, and you can hear them dropping into the bowl. I've got a bowl of them, right? And that's the sound of the cards. They're about 2.5 inches long and about 3/4 inch wide. And they all have a word on them, and they have a little picture of an angel doing something. Usually like a little, it's like a little cartoon. And look at that, there's a little crystal in the bottom that's got a fantastic rainbow in it. Oh, look at that. Anyway. this is like my dragon's treasure bowl. My girlfriend dragon, she collects little treasure things and puts them in this bowl. So, anyway, meanwhile, who wants to go first? I'm currently randomizing the cards. Who wants to go first? I need to tune into you.
Dolly can go first. It doesn't matter.
Darlene. I'll pull one for Darlene, shall I?
Okay.
All right. Let's go for Dolly, because I've been speaking with Dolly. So let's just pick one. Well, and the card. Let's do three cards. So so we have a kind of spirit quality. So there, your spirit has got light. You got light there. And it's got an angel, and he's got. It could be red. It could be green. A cloak on with blue wings and two candles that are shining out light. And they've got a little paragraph. So do you want me to read the paragraph? Let's read the paragraph.
Yes, please.
If I can find it. Okay. This is well dog-eared. Look at this. I never use this. It's all my friends. Only my friends do this. You know, I've had this bowl in my kitchen for 2 years now, and I never touch it. So I'm just doing it for everybody. Yeah, right. Okay. Let your spiritual nature illuminate and brighten each day. Pay attention. Brushing over details can create gray and stagnant areas. So, that's the use of light in your daily living. Look at what... You know, shine a light on the dark corners and the spider webs.
Can you explain to me what does the picture on the card mean?
It's a little angel holding two candles. What do you think that would mean?
I don't know.
It's just like the little symbol. So, you know, it's light. It's holding up light. So if you're holding two candles, not four candles, but if you're holding up two candles, it means you're casting the maximum amount of light with each hand, aren't you? You can't hold any more than one candle in a hand. You can't hold many.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So.
And I like that. I like the outfit the angel has on. Mm-hmm. Are there angels on all your cards?
Yeah, they're called angel cards. And let's see, can somebody find, maybe if someone is in the chat room, just Google search for the angel cards and they'll come up.
Oh, okay. I can do that when we're done.
Yeah,
the author, JP.
Kathy Tyler and Joy Drake.
Okay.
Inspirational messages and meditations. Okay, so for Dolly, light and freedom. So here's a naked angel, right? Is the back and with rings, just about to get in the sea with the sun. You know, it's a nice blue sea, and it's freedom is the name of that one.
Who's that one for?
This is for you. I said I'll draw three.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like the freedom.
Yeah. You are free to change your experience by changing the criteria upon which you base your decisions. Let go of old trappings and express your uniqueness.
I already did that. Yeah. That's cool.
Good, good.
It's representing what I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so the last one is compassion. Which, yes, there we go. And it's got two angels hugging, one blonde and one brunette.
Aww.
Sweet. So, compassion, heartfelt understanding of the human condition that encompasses the pain in oneself and others, dissolves judgment, and opens the way for acceptance. Sincere desire to alleviate suffering.
Amen.
Amen. So, your three cards for today are light, freedom, and compassion.
Thank you. I think they fit perfectly.
Don't they? Don't they? So, there's Dolly. Who's next?
Bunny.
Kelly, you just made sure you went last.
Yeah.
Dolly, I wanted to ask you, what color hair does your daughter have?
She just turned back to her natural blonde. Well, actually, it's not natural. It's because it died, but she just turned back to blonde.
Oh, okay. Because when you said the blonde and the brunette, I just saw you and your daughter.
Well, Bunny, that's true, because actually, I'm not really blonde. I'm gray at this point, but I was black previously.
Oh, so you're a brunette and your daughter's a blonde.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I saw the two of you.
Yeah.
But I just thought you were a natural blonde.
Has anyone found it? Has anyone found it? Let's see if anyone found it in the chat.
I put the link in
there. Posted it.
Thank you. Thank you. So, all right. So, Pops even got them. Yeah, there we go. Do them in the morning. You can use them as a keyword for meditations as well. So, maybe a little. There's probably a website that gives you a daily angel, you know. Anyway, so Bunny, you're not yours is a little more gritty, right? You're gonna love this one. All right.
If it wasn't gritty, it wouldn't be correct because life is a little gritty for me right now.
Okay. Obedience.
I don't do that very well.
And it's got an angel on a bicycle, or it looks like a moped actually, in front of a traffic light. Which part of you is in charge? Be mindful of your inner knowing. Follow your deepest impulse with discipline and decisiveness.
That's very good. Discipline has been a theme for me lately.
Yeah, and it's easy to be swayed by outer things, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been very subjectable to the outer things lately, definitely.
Let's have a look now. Okay. Card number two, adventure.
adventure. I love the picture. This it's an angel, and he's got a great big blue backpack on, and he's got ski sticks, you know. cute adventure. Your life is a grand adventure. Take risks. Explore the unknown. Journey forth into the great wide open without pre-planned outcomes.
Lots of travel stuff coming up for, like, even my own daily readings. Hey. Lots of travel stuff coming up, yeah.
Uh-huh. So, this is saying, you know, go where your heart tells you. So you go. You need to go to the places that you really love. That there's, you know, there's got to be a love, something about love about it will take you there.
Okay, cool.
That's now the third card. Carol Rosen, yeah, and the third.
Where's my drum roll?
Yeah. I haven't got it. I've only got a third card. Oh, damn, wrong one. No, I meant to do this one. Hang on, wait, you've got to wait for this one to finish. This is the one I was going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it's enthusiasm. And it's great, because the angels is wearing a football scarf and a rattle. You know, so enthusiasm. So, it's actually, you know, this is... the word enthusiasm... comes from the same roots as the theology and theos and God, you know, God. So enthusiasm means to be filled with spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a you know. All right, be present with zestful alertness. Loosen your constraints and let your passion for life uplift others and generate new opportunities.
Fascinating.
See?
Yes, mine were all right on too, JP. Very nice.
Excellent. So, there's your readings for
thank
Bunny
you.
Now, and for Dolly. And for Colleen. Come along, number one, where are you?
I'm here.
There you are. Okay.
I love the sound effects.
It's part of IDJC, and when you get that running on your computer, you'll get this. So, Colleen, oh wow, the first angel I get is education, and it's on the same page. My hand is open at the same page, and the angel there's a big angel, and talking to three angels that are sitting on little clouds next to a little bookcase. It's great. It is really cute. So, education. Cultivate your ability to learn from life's rich patterns. You may not be able to establish the curriculum, but you can elect what courses to take at any given time and how to apply your knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds very familiar.
Learning from life's rich patterns. you understand that this is euphemistically saying, you know, you're repeating things over and over again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
I just thought I'd clarify that. Okay. They're all like being nice. It's all new age, you know. But I know you can deal with a bit of sugar free there, Corinne. So, card number two. Celebration, and there's a guy like with a white John Travolta suit doing the John Travolta dance and balloons and hearts and celebration. So education, celebration. So celebration is take time to recognize and savor what is important to you and honor it with festivities. Rejoice, have fun, and enjoy the party. So, sounds cool.
Okay.
Is there a part of you that doesn't want to celebrate that feels, oh, there's some point?
Yeah, often. Because, you know, celebration usually means a whole lot of people around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
So, finally, and this might be to do with it, because this is you're gonna love this. All right, flexibility. All right, and it's got the angel doing a yoga pose, you know, doing sort of bending right over. Ability to course correct without losing sight of the goal. Let go of narrow-mindedness, stay open to the flow, and keep current with new information. So.
Okay. Yeah?
Did that mean something?
Well, you know, I'm quite the skeptic. and I ponder new information for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've always said that for me, you know, I don't see black and white. I see everything as gray in the middle, because I don't make my mind up about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and actually, I was having a discussion with someone just yesterday over this. So, yeah, because I don't, you know, I'm just, like I say, skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't mean that I say, yeah, that's all bull, or yeah, I believe all that. It's, you know, I'm somewhere in the middle. So, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Mm. So.
Well, you do a lot of research when you doubt.
Well, yeah.
There goes that adds your education card in with it.
Right, right.
And also, you know, you've had a lot of experience that you can learn from and save time in the future.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Fast track.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, thank you.
Welcome. Very welcome. And, yeah, so we are joined by, hang on a second, which one was that? Let me just see. we are joined by F6 here. Yeah, just back it up, just put it over by, no, not there. Oh, well. Well. Just
the artist lands.
That's it, whatever. we'll dig up those azaleas and replant them, and it'll be fine. It'll be all right. Hey, Doc, how are you doing, mate?
I'm doing real good. Thank you very much. Hello to everyone in the chat room and on the call.
Hi, Doc.
Hi, Doc.
Hi, Doug.
Hello, hello.
So.
Aku says, Shungites for you in Boogaloo in room 432.
So, your first card. Interesting. Being the first male on the call is Sisterhood Brotherhood. And it's got a male and a female angel. Female angel is, she's got red hair and she's got a yellow dress on. And a blue, the male angel's got a sort of pale blue robe. So, Sisterhood Brotherhood. And that is regarding... You view humanity as your extended family and reach out with acts of kindness to all you meet. So, basically...
Been doing that most of my life.
Good, good, good. So this is about judgment as well, and seeing things as other, you know, and separating. So that's the other side of that. So to be mindful of when it does happen. And wow, there's another one. Transformation. And we have a little rainbow angel who's going from black on the left-hand side to gold on the right-hand side. Transformation. That's interesting. Sort of, I'll probably put the picture up somewhere. Maybe. Transformation. Change happens when you take responsibility for your awareness and apply it to your everyday life, small moment by small moment. Ah. And card number 3 for Doku is tenderness. And there's an angel in a pink dress stroking a black cat.
Yeah, we got a couple of black cats and some other colors too, about 9 of them.
There we go. Take actions that reflect the wisdom of your heart. Give generously and freely, and treat yourself and others with kindness and caring. Wow.
Pretty accurate cards.
Yeah. Very sweet. Yeah,
my wife and I have been helping people that, families and single individuals for 28 years, and God always puts them on our doorstep, and the door is always open.
Excellent, Doku. You give them support and healing.
Yep, even when they steal from us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's karma. You know, if somebody steals something from you, that's because you had karma between you. And here's another thing. I don't know how many of you have done ever happened to you, but you know, you lend somebody some money, and you never see them again. But the sum of money is often like it's like $5, or $40, or $500. I've seen a few of these in my time, and it's often like 40 quid, 40 pounds, or 40. You know, there's these figures that occur. Anyone had that? No.
I got about $2,000 outstanding right now from one person.
Mm-hmm. Well, wave it goodbye, and more will come.
Yeah.
I never look at lending as lending. I look at it as, here's your gift. If I get it back, it's a bonus.
Cool. So I'm just going to take the take a photo of these cards here. Without the flash, let's see if I can do it without the flash, so you can actually see what's written on the cards. Oh, I turned the flash on. Sorry, I'm trying to do something here while it's on my show, and nobody's saying anything, so I'm just babbling.
Well, while you do that, Michelle, why don't you advertise your show for next Sunday?
Yes, indeed. Next Sunday is the 1 year on anniversary of the passing of our dear friend Dave Corso. So for that reason, I thought, let's get the gang together. So I'm inviting all the people who we started Wolf Spirit Radio off with, some of the friends that we met in Rebecca's chat room and all that stuff. And, you know, just like, how did Dave change your life? Just a sort of tribute, say hi, Dave, and who knows? We may have a couple of mediums on. They may all channel Dave. They all may be groped up by Dave. Who knows?
You know,
Colleen, how sometimes you listen to Sean, you want to hit him over the head with something. It's like. I hear Dave is up to stuff, and I think, oh God, you know, like face pump, please don't. Anyway, so maybe it's reciprocated. It's all right. He's So let's do an angel card for the next year of Wolf Spirit Radio, shall we?
Oh yes.
Yeah, let's do that. Let me just jiggle, and which one's going to jump out? And it's balance. That's very interesting, isn't it?
That's a good one. Yeah.
Because balance is more than just left-right. Let me tell you. Because, again, part of my... all right, so we got poles. You know, people are all talking about poles and pole shifts and things like that. We got the North Pole and the South Pole. People think, oh, that's the poles, right? But we've got... magnetic poles, we got electric poles, we have positive and negative. Those are poles too. And so with a pole shift, not only do you get a change in the rotation, but you get a change in polarity, which means that the ground, instead of being negative, becomes positive. And you know, I've been talking about this for the last week because I was, as I said at the beginning of the show, I was wiring up this DC direct current, which is you can only use direct current in a short distance. You know, very soon after putting this stuff on a wire, it loses the voltage. So it's good for inside a house, but between houses, you want AC because that will travel faster. That's what Tesla discovered. That's one of Tesla's discoveries. I was wiring my system up, and I thought to myself, do I connect my negative pole with the ground, as is standard? This is what every system does. If you've got a DC, you wire it to ground. And I thought, and I got a cognitive dissonance about it. It was like, no, you mustn't do that. And I was thinking, really? And I said, what happens if the ground goes positive? And I was like, really? Do you think the ground... Well, we've been talking... So I had this conversation inside my head with, yeah, we've been talking about the pole shift, haven't we? Oh, what about the other poles? Oh, I see. Really? Oh, wow. You know, you think you talk to yourself. I have these weird conversations inside my head. And so I had this and I realized, yeah, you're absolutely right. I am, aren't I? So, so when you think about it, there's a lot of stories about when the change comes, the shift, the crossing. All of these things are, as I was talking about before, the planet may actually stop in its tracks and reverse and turn around the other way, because that's what the Hopi prophecy says. The Hopi prophecy says this: the great red Kachina will cleanse the planet and will cause the planet to rotate in the correct direction. Now, when they say the correct direction, it means that we're currently in the wrong direction. And this is what Will was talking about earlier on, you know. We should be spinning the other way. Any thoughts on that?
Are we spinning clockwise or counterclockwise now?
Well, depends which way you're looking at it. Let's say if you're looking from the sun outwards and you're aligned with North Pole, which is kind of arbitrary, really, isn't it? Which is up and which is down in a galaxy? What is the top and what's the bottom? You know, we have what we call north and we have what we call south. That's how we orient ourselves. We orient ourselves by knowing where the east is. That's what orient means. If you know where the east is, that's where the sun rises, you think. Or in the old days, we were more occident prone and the sun rose in the west. But the idea is that if the planet starts spinning the other way round, then our electrical devices will have to be grounded the opposite way, or they'll blow up. And one of the prophecies is that our stuff turns around and bites us. So it may be good to be mindful of ground. And although, you know, Cindy was talking about ground earlier, it is a very, very interesting subject when you consider what we're talking about. And that if ground changes from negative ground to positive ground, just think about what I've just said, that we've been standing on negative ground for the last God knows how many thousand years. Wow, is that a rattlesnake? We've been standing on negative ground, and now we may be going over to positive ground. And I think this is something to do with the male-female, masculine-feminine balance.
That's what I was thinking.
Exactly. And so when we
took... I think you just read what you put in Skype.
What?
I said, I think you just read what she put that in Skype.
Did you? I didn't read it. So hang on. Let me just see. Masculine-feminine. Oh, right. Yes, indeed. No, I didn't have the thing open though. Does somebody have a rattlesnake crawling around their room? Can you hear that?
I do.
Yeah,
hear
I'm
going to
mute myself and see if it goes away.
Oh. I'm outside.
Bunny.
Yeah, it might be outside. Anyway, so balance.
Did it go away?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's yours. Have you got a pet rattlesnake?
No, this happened with the girls on the phone earlier. I think it's my ceiling fan.
All right, it's just got a little intermittent sound, yeah.
It's wobbling, so the chain hits the...
It's a chain. You know, a wobbling fan was the discovery of a devastating sonic weapon. It was...
Say more about that.
There was it was a French weapons establishment for some reason, and they discovered that people were getting sick. But they were getting sick on, you know, they couldn't on random moments. You know, why were they getting sick? And eventually, they figured out that people were getting sick when the upstairs windows were closed. That's a bit weird, you know, what was happening there. And eventually they tracked the problem to a fan that had a loose screw that was the central fan of the air conditioning system, which is right at the bottom of the building. And the air conditioner was resonating like a great big didgeridoo and producing a subsonic frequency that was making everybody sick. So they thought, oh, well, actually, we could use that. You know, we could. Now they discovered that it was like a 3 to 4 cycle a second, you know, 3 to 4 hertz thing. They made an enormous compressed air, like a referee's whistle, you know, like a pee whistle. They made a massive one that was like made of concrete and about a meter wide. And it produced this huge low frequency wave. When they turned this thing on, it flattened everything in its path. It was incredibly devastating, and most of the scientists were kind of writhing around in pain and couldn't actually get to the machine to switch it off. I mean, it was literally one of those scenes where they were crawling to get to the thing to switch the damn thing off again. They probably developed it into a neat little weapon these days, but that's the sonic, the power of sound. So there you go. So that's what happens when your fans are loose. You got to keep your nuts tight.
Yeah, that's well, my fan's not loose, it's warped. But now it's making me wonder. Well, I was telling them earlier, I used to have, like, I have a little bit of knee problems. But my knees were getting, like, kind of really bad for a while. And I read somewhere, it's a feng shui thing, that you should hang a clear quartz crystal from your ceiling fan. And ceiling fans are known to give knee problems because it's usually directly over where your knees are. And because the blades are chopping the energy. So it kind of made sense, but I never thought of it before. I always thought of, like, a ceiling fan helps keep the energy moving. But then you think about it, it is blades, right? So it would be chopping. And ever since I put the quartz crystal up there, my knees have been better. So hopefully that quartz crystal is...
Well, if your ceiling fan is wobbling at all, you've got the blades on the wrong arms.
No, it's from hitting the ceiling fan with my comforter while I was making the bed, and it was on. That's when it happened.
The story unfolds, Bunny. Now, to me, a comforter
was. I was able to straighten them.
A comforter is a thing you put in a baby's mouth to stop it crying. What's a comforter?
No,
it's a blanket.
Oh. Our language is so different in some ways.
And we are separated by the same language.
I know, right? We all.
So when you said you threw a comforter, you know, you're like, what the heck's going on? Come on, there's something you haven't told me.
Bunny, stop throwing your pacifier.
Keep it in your
mouth.
I have
some inner child work to do.
Have a tantrum.
Her comforter it's got a lot of padding between the material, and we call that a comforter.
Very
thick.
Yeah,
not like
quilt.
A down. Yeah, not like a down, but like it's kind of like a thick
quilt.
It's almost like a stuffed blanket.
A stuffed blanket. All right, so it sounds like what we'd call a throw, maybe. We would call that a throw.
No. Think of a down comforter, you don't know the word, like a down blanket, uh-huh. But with instead of feathers, it's just...
Blanket. More blanket. All right, okay.
Yeah, padding. Yeah, so they're really thick and heavy, and this got caught up in my fan while it was on high. It was quite a
Spectacular. I can imagine. It's like you're spinning around, everything's spinning.
Honey, holding on to the end of it and it throwing her around the room.
I was visualizing that too.
And you know, I never had a ceiling fan that was perfectly quiet. Mm-hmm. And when I moved into here, I was so thrilled. A ceiling fan is gorgeous. It's, you know, kind of expensive. It's beautiful. And it was just perfect. Like, there was not a single thing. And even, like, the light switch is separate from the fan, so I can use the switch, turn the light on and off. You know, it was all wired perfectly. And I think I was in here about 2 weeks.
It's too perfect.
Yeah.
It's too perfect. Okay.
All right, let's move on from this long time.
Oops. Should have muted first. Sorry.
So the first card for WSR for the next year is balance.
Did you read the description?
I don't think you did.
Let me have a look. Just went to get my tea. Balance. There we go. Okay, so it's like a Sufi kind of dress. You know, the Sufis have this little, like, almost like a tutu kind of dress. So balancing on a tightrope. Hold a point of steadiness and moderation. Find a point of equilibrium and peaceful coexistence in the midst of change. Now, if that isn't a key word for the year, for the coming year, which we're all expecting a bit of turbulence, aren't we? You know what I'm saying?
To say the least.
So the way I see Wolf Spirit Radio, it's like a combination. It's like a campsite that's on a kind of boat. it's like there's a forest inside a large boat vessel that is that's got a campfire in there, and we're all sitting around the fire telling stories. And but the boat is sailing through choppy seas, the ocean of lies, finding the islands of truth, and parking up there for a while, taking on new supplies, and then continuing along.
At least we're all together.
You know, there's more of us. You know, we're going to find, I'm convinced we're going to find more and more friends over
the next
year.
Pick them up on the way.
That's right. Yep. As Tracy says, eight of us in a boat. So.
She says what?
Eight of us in a boat.
Oh.
That's what she's saying. You know, it's the end of the world again. You know, it's the eight people in a boat. Okay, so the next card is purification. And so this is an angel in white with in rain. Yeah, raindrops falling down. Purification, let me see. Let a shower of light cleanse your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Wash away the drama that covers your essential nature. So, I think, absolutely, we're not here for the drama of the world. We're here for another reason than drama. And we see a lot of drama even in the alternative community. So, I think that purification is a good thing. We need to keep clean at all times of drama. What do you think, eh?
We were just talking about that.
Right? That's so funny.
You said in chorus as well. That was just so funny.
We were talking about that in relation to WSR even.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. See how these cards, they are in tune with the currents of the time.
What we were talking about, you know,
Dave.
Before Dave passed.
Mm-hmm.
And some of, you know, like we used to get like a bunch of trolls and mm-hmm. a bunch of drama and stuff in the chat rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And how that had all gone away. And how glad we were that had all gone away. So.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time coming into the chat. I mean, I'm not in the chat room that often, but I can't remember the last time coming in and seeing drama. And it was like almost every time. Right? It was like something every day. It's a big change. It's a very big change.
Yeah, well, you know, some people like drama and regard it as entertainment. And it keeps them occupied and it stops them getting bored. And they have all these excuses.
Might be on the top of there, JP.
You know?
But I think it really speaks to the community of World Spirit Radio now.
Mm.
We have a very different... There's been a lot of change. And we were talking about that some of the change, some of the things we miss, you know, that has gone, that left with Dave. And this was, I think, the one thing that, you know, we weren't really missing. And so I think it really goes to speak to the community here. You know, that that's, I think it shows that we're on the right path. Because we're not attracting that stuff.
Anybody know anything about the photon belt we're supposed to pass through?
Well, there's that, and there's the wave. And then there's Betelgeuse. I was talking with Nikki today about Betelgeuse going supernova, and we should be seeing that soon. And it might all be part of the whole process. Do we all know about Betelgeuse going supernova?
I don't know what's Betelgeuse.
Betelgeuse or Betelgeuse. Do you know the constellation of Orion, Dolly?
I've heard of it.
Have you seen it in the night sky?
No.
Look out for the night sky.
I probably have, but I don't know. Because I'm not good with stuff like that.
Well, it's the easiest one to find. And you generally see it in the winter sky. So, you know, there's a lot of sky in the winter. And it's the one that's got three stars that are very close to each other. And then four stars that surround those three stars in a kind of big rectangle. And then there's another three stars that drop away from the middle three stars. So it looks like a soldier with a belt and a sword.
Okay,
and it's very common. It's really easy to spot. I could even see it when I grew up in London. I could see the very distinctive three stars. They're almost in a line. There's two and then one just off to the side, just like the Great Pyramid. So I can hear you typing anyway.
My understanding of the photon belt is that it is a light that will be cleansing things, more than likely. From what I deduce, that it will be banishing dark matter as it comes through and purifies things.
Well, photons are the particles, if you like to say light is... When light is a wave, because what light is dualistic, when light is a wave... It's EMF, but when it's when it becomes a particle, they call them photons. And the idea that there's a large kind of bunch of this stuff that we're going to just—it's like our planet is going to be dropped into an ocean of more light than it used to have. Now, light can have various effects. So, like you say, you know, if anybody's familiar with the Berkey light, you know, the Berkey is able to use as a camp light or a working light because it's got an ultraviolet light in it that can kill all matter, kills all life. This frequency of ultraviolet light, you know, that's what they use for sterilization. This is the blue light. And it's a particular frequency. And there's other frequencies that, you know, enhance DNA and cure cancer and stuff like that. All just frequencies of light. But the photon belt is like a kind of big blast of all of these therapies that people have been piddling around with for the last few 20 years. It's like we're going to be completely dipped in the stuff. You know, that previously we could just kind of squirt a few photons at people. We're now going to be, like, completely bathing in photonic light. Is that what you heard, Doc?
That's basically what I heard, yeah. I used to watch a website, and I don't even know if it's still up, but the last time I checked months ago, it was basically inactive, but it was called Photonic Portals 2037.
Oh, tell us about that.
Kyla Chase Hunter did that.
Tell us what was on that.
Kind of the stuff that we're just talking about right now.
Okay, so...
plus a lot of other stuff. What's that?
Since we're talking... well, since I've been talking about this polar shift, what do you think of that concept then, Doc? About... not only the poles of the North Pole, South Pole of the planet, but also the electric pole of positive and negative shifting to the other.
Well,
and
I don't know a lot about the electric poles, but I do know a little about the magnetic poles, and they're moving towards Siberia at 40 miles a year. Last I heard.
So that's scooting along a lot faster than it used to.
Yeah, everything's accelerating. The universe is accelerating. Of course, we are part of the universe, our solar system. And who knows what we're going to go through and what is coming in the opposite direction, if anything. Or are we all moving from a central point and accelerating? Because everything is accelerating. And time is controlled by Saturn in our solar system, which doesn't exist outside of our solar system, is my understanding. That's why you've got entities that are billions of years old.
Well, then, you know, there's the other issue of, like, if you're on a different solar system and you'll have a different circular orbit of the solar system, then a year will be a different thing to you than it is to somebody else. You know, so, you know, it's like they say in the Alien movies, you know, 13 of your Earth years... they, you know, time is local, and you know, we have time zones as well that localize it further.
Well, our time here on this planet and in our solar system is being heavily controlled and manipulated.
Yeah, I'd like actually to go along with sidereal time. That'd be really cool. Which is star to star instead of sun to sun, instead of midday to midday. Our time is measured. You know, you stick a pole on the stick a pole down a well, and the point when the light hits the bottom of the pole down the well, that's noon, and you can measure your days from there. And if you have that instead of fixated on the sun, you fixate on a fixed star, then you have what we call sidereal time, and that's a local thing according to your latitude as well as your longitude. It's very bizarre. But what it turns out is that at 1:30 p.m. local sidereal time, you are 4 times, or maybe 400 times, more likely to be psychic or have a psychic intuition. You heard about that?
I haven't heard that, but I'm aware of the... synthetic psychic stuff and synthetic telepathy, and I think it all is all rooted in these quantum computers, which are everywhere. That's why the trolls have kind of dropped off, because they're doing it all quantumly these days.
Quantum trolling, where you don't even know that you're being trolled.
If you look up the Saturn machine and all the works that have been done on that by various people, TOS is one of them, and that stands for Trailing Snakes. And, of course, Troy McLaughlin has done great work. He was on, I got Zen Garcia to have him as a guest. It was a very interesting show. And then the other person that was really good that he had on was, what's his name? I'll think of it in a second. He's in England, I think. Yeah, it's not grabbing it yet. But anyway, go on.
So
bring
yeah.
on, McDuff.
Yeah, so anyway, let's do card number 3. Hang on, let's just have a quick one. Yes, it would be nice. We need more people to come to the chat room. And what I like to do is during the show is invite people to come to the chat room as well. I do have a jingle for it,
But it is good when you say it just live, you know, come to the chat room at wolfspiritradio.com/listen. And, yes, how to create and also create the old chat program. Uh-huh. Yes, well, the old chat program. The, actually, it's a long story. It's a long story. Knighton is using, Knighton is a, he does pre-recordings, so he doesn't see the chat room. He doesn't have a chat room. So if you want to send him questions, just send questions to him at knightonwarbeck.com, and they'll get into him that way, because he kind of pre-records a show and then sends me a link and I download it and play it. Or now, indeed, Colleen, I'd like to thank very much. Colleen took over the Saturday shows, and it's a slightly different to Tuesday, but anyway, you know. So Saturday and Saturdays and Tuesdays there, Colleen. Mars and Saturn. Good challenges, eh?
You know I love a challenge. Do you notice the sarcasm, right?
Oh, I could feel it dripping. Dripping.
Oh, well, I selected him, so there you go. Had to be a reason, right?
Yeah. So, I do love working with, you know, with the chat room. It's where I started, and it's, to me, this was the magic. The magic of internet radio is the chat room.
Exactly.
No other time before could you be an audience that had that close a participation with the subject. No other time in history has this ever been possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, even 10 years ago, you were like, I really like that Robert Morningsky guy. Oh, I don't know if I could call him. And he's like the sweetest guy you could imagine. You know, and people who I imagine as were sort of important, busy people. No, they're just normal. They're just like us, and they would love anything to have a conversation. Do anything to have a conversation. It's just lovely. It's just going, yeah. You'll be quiet now. Yeah, right.
While I'm thinking,
sure you will.
While I'm thinking,
go ahead.
While I'm thinking about it, could you go a little bit more into depth about when you read my rays and said that my karma was dense? I kind of left with a question mark on my forehead.
Yeah, what is that? What does dense karma mean? Was I talking about? I have no idea what I was talking about because you know I don't remember. You know, when you do a reading, you're in a slightly different mental space. You know.
Okay.
So I'd have to go kind of back into it, but. How would I characterize that?
I never remember readings.
Mm. When you do them?
I do, yeah, I do a reading, but then if people ask me questions like in a couple hours from that, I don't know, because I've just shared what the soul on the other side wanted me to share.
Mm.
So then I forget.
Mm. Yeah.
Unless it pertains to me. Then I try to remember.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. This is pertinent. Because when you're in that other mode, you're in the other side of your mind. You're in the subconscious zone. And when you come over to this zone, it's like coming out of a dream. And you know how that fleeting, oh, I remember that dream. I'm going to remember that. Oh, well, I've forgotten the fucking thing. What was it? What was that dream about? What am I doing? Oh, well, yeah, it's breakfast time. You know. And here's Bob with the weather. It's gone. And that's exactly what it's going to be like when you go from negative to positive ground. I guarantee it. That's what it's going to feel like. It's going to go, we're all going to go right-brained and then left-brained and then right-brained and then left-brained. And we're going to wonder what the is going on. That's what's going to happen. That's what has going to happen to the people. And that's what's going to confuse a lot of people who aren't used to going on the other side of their dominant brain.
When is this going to happen?
Soon. This is happening already.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Haven't you noticed times when you've forgotten what you were thinking?
Oh, that's...
It's not because you're getting old.
All too often.
Yeah, that's an everyday occurrence for me.
Yeah. I don't think it's because you're getting old. I think it's because energies are changing and in a different energetic state. See, they did a study, right? They gave a whole bunch of students, and they divided into four groups, and one group they gave vodka when they were doing studying, and another group they gave water when they were studying, and they divided the two groups into two more groups, so that when they did the exams, one group had vodka, one group didn't have vodka, and they discovered that if you were sober when you did the studying, you did okay in the exam. But if you were sober when you were studying and you were drunk during an exam, you won't remember. But here's the kicker. When you were drunk when you're doing the studying and you drink during the exam, you got the mark. So it turns out that you remember things according to the state of mind that you're in. Now, that's vibration. That's, you know, frequency and everything like that. We also know that a room has a frequency. You know, when you clap your hands in a room, it'll echo and there'll be a note there. That's its resonance. And if you go into another room, it has a different resonance. So when you walk from one room to another, you've forgotten what happened because you've just moved into a different resonant space with a different frequency. So that's why you go back into the first room and you remember what it was, and then you carry it with you consciously. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me. That's how people walk through walls. If they adapt to the same frequency that the wall is at, and they can walk through it.
Mm. And that is what Stillings was saying in the action of gravity. I don't know if anybody picked up on this, but he was saying the reason that we are attracted to the Earth is because we have atoms from the Earth that are vibrating at the same frequency.
Now I understand it better.
If you're tuned in to 432 hertz, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not 440 hertz.
So I wonder if... now, that's an interesting thing, Doc. Is genetically modified food like 440 and organic food 432, 432? There's an interesting...
Well, more than likely it is, without scientific proof, just off the cuff, you know, reconnoitering intellectually, yeah. But refined sugar vibrates at 528 hertz, and that's what Saturn broadcasts, is 528 hertz.
Mm.
They want to stay away from that. That's not your heart chakra. 432 hertz is.
Yeah, and it's if anybody's
wondering,
for anybody wonders, if you translate 432 hertz into a color. That's it. Look, that's what you're looking at. If you look at the color of the background of All Spirit Radio, that's the color. And I want to just congratulate Michelle for finding that one. It's just perfect. Just the right glow.
Thank
that's
you.
432 in color.
So can I just say really quick back to Sunday with Dave? About Dave, I just wanted to say that we're going to... It'll be all day that will be in memory of Dave. So it's going to start at 11 a.m. PST, and that 11 to 1 will be myself and Colleen and Dolly and anyone else who cares to join us. We're going to be playing, we're going to find some nice clips of Dave back in the, what's it called, Dolly?
Buffalo Talk.
Buffalo
Sorry,
Talk.
I was on mute.
I figured you were. And then we're kind of, I don't know if anybody talked to Luce, but we're kind of assuming that she's going to be speaking about Dave. And then it'll go on into your show. So it's going to be all day.
Cool.
Memory of our dear friend.
So I have just asked a few of the old school, and we'll see who comes on. But some of... some of Dave's, you know, there was a little gang of us right at the beginning, and we decided that we wanted to do a radio station. We wanted to make a radio station that was kind of Microsoft proof and kind of the idea was it was bomb-proof. It was, you know, if somebody got nuked, if our internet went down, say, my, you know, I lost my internet, that, for instance, at this point, Colleen can instantly lock onto the radio server and be up and running, maybe even on the same call, on the same Skype call, within minutes. And that's the way we designed it. And this was part of Muggsy had a dream. She said, I had a dream. And she said, you know, you've got to get away from Microsoft. You know, you've got to, you know, look at Linux and open source stuff and secure and all that. So that's kind of, that started us on the idea of having a radio station of our own, because we were all on Blog Talk Radio.
And we decided to get a host? I'm sorry. Were you able to get a hold of everybody?
Some people are on holiday, but perhaps there may be messages coming through. And
that's going to be an interesting show. It'd be nice to...
It'd be lovely. It'd be people that you might not have heard of, like Chris Noonan and Vonda Allen. Real from a long time ago. They've been on my show. Long time ago. Right from the beginning. 2010. And, Bunny, go.
I was going to change the subject again.
Were you? All right. Well, that's normal. On you go.
I know I do that. I'm sorry. It's back to the balance card.
Yeah, we haven't done the third card yet.
I know.
Go ahead. Balance.
Is it the balance card? What was the second
balance
card?
Balance and purification.
Purification, because we got talking about... It was like what we were talking about earlier.
Drama.
Is the change of the past year, right, has been a clearing of the drama from the community. So now we're kind of finding that it might be a little bit too cleared. So we know where to bring it up, but at least we have no drama there. But what I really got was kind of more what that card was saying was more in alignment with what you, Nancy, and I were talking about the other night with the dramas that are coming up in the world and that are going to be, you know, it's going to be happening a little bit more extreme in coming months, hopefully not too long, but that we hold ourselves. I felt that card was more about the host making sure that we hold ourselves in that purified and not getting caught up into it ourselves, kind of like a little extra caution.
Well, yeah, but I think part of it is like I see that we as a station are a detox. And, you know, because the more we hold to truth in an ocean of lies, the more disruption it might cause. But also the purification that comes out of it. You know, we might lose friends, but we shouldn't be afraid of that. So that's, I think we have to, because... I've been having this conversation with Nikki a lot. You know, we get the station is get ready to learn the truth, because we're going to learn the truth from the inside out. But we need to be prepared to be flexible of mind, to be able to see the other side of a situation. Now, imagine you're a very macho, masculine man, right? And then suddenly you're flipped over into your feminine side. You're going to break yourself, because you've never been there, and it's going to be a very, very confusing space. Yet those people who do meditations and things like that, and who've been into balancing their psyche and understanding that we are, you know, with this multiple, more than dual being, but, you know, that primarily we have like a feminine group and a masculine group, all kind of trying to coexist in the same body, and to a greater or lesser degree of success. So I hope that we can help people move through this period. Now, I might be completely wrong, but I've got a feeling that some of the things that the prophecies have talked about are actually like things you can explain in physics, that is, you know, that happens to planetary bodies that are spinning, you know, stuff like that. So with that in mind, I'm going to pull the last card. The last card. Wow. Brothers and sisters, this card. There is an angel who is in a dive, in a swallow dive. And the card is courage. Courage, the rage of the heart. Courage is all about following your heart and doing the right thing according to your heart and what you love and who you love. And I think that's what do you think, guys?
Well, I think it's going to be mandatory.
Dolly?
I think that's an excellent card because I think over the years, like even when Dave was alive, I think over the years, we have gained in courage and we've learned to encourage each other in the ways that we each need to get the encouragement. Good card.
Lovely.
Well, I want to say that I think that that's what Wolf Spirit Radio and Ever Beyond and a lot of these other internet radio stations are about is courage. I mean, for the most part, we've all had to dig deep down and bring up courage in order to do the shows that we do, in order to speak about the things that we speak about, and even post on our Facebook pages, you know, because there's an awful lot of ridicule and such on the other side of that. So, and then now that, you know, things are ramping up and things are going strangely, it takes even more to continue to do that. My thoughts.
Thanks, Colleen. I like them.
Thank you.
Always appreciated. Oh, I haven't read the paragraph. Sorry. There, he read the whole book. Okay, so imagine being able to read a book like this. Ah, yeah, that was great. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Here, let's do War and Peace.
Is it good for you?
Oh, wow. Wow, that was hard work. Anyway, wouldn't it be lovely to read a book like that? That's very Mork and Mindy, isn't it? Oh, my God, I'm channeling Robin Williams. Right, so courage. Face what is in front of you squarely and fearlessly. Discover the truth held in your heart and act on it. So there you go. I think that's a really good spread for all the people on this call. This has been Ever Beyond. Very special. Thank you for joining us, all of you. Thanks to Will Stillings, our mystery battery man, Dolly Howard, Michelle Caruso, Colleen Kelly, and whatever your real name is, Doc Who. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, JP.
Thanks for letting us ambush you.
Oh, I thought you were going to haul me up about something. I don't know. I thought I spent the weekend with Nikki, so like I'm instantly wrong. You know, what have I done wrong? So meanwhile, where's my outro? Ever Beyond outro. There it is. Stop recording. It says here. Okay. Thanks very much, everybody. I love you all. It's been a wonderful evening. Thanks. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
This has been an Ever Beyond production on Wolf Spirit Radio. beyond.